Okay, football's underway. The upcoming baseball postseason is, you know, upcoming. But what about basketball? Why no hoopla over hoops? The NBA tips off later this fall, but the WNBA, the Women's Professional Basketball League, is already in playoffs. The Western Conference Finals begin tonight with the Minnesota Lynx hosting the Phoenix Mercury. The New York Liberty opened the Eastern Conference Finals last night with an 84-67 win over the Indiana Fever. Liberty center Tina Charles scored 18 points and came close to a triple-double in the win.
Almost automatic. 4 for 5 on threes tonight.
Let's talk about a sport that does not feature Tom Brady with Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, you know, it says something that I can't even say WNBA because we hardly ever say it. You say we're missing what if we're not watching the women play?
Well, also, to be fair, W has three syllables. No other letter has two. It's the top basketball league in the world. Now, it's not the top women's basketball league in the world. It's not the top paid women's basketball league in the world, and that's a complication. It's a much more popular sport overseas, and so we're seeing some of that. You know, in the Western Conference Finals, we have, this is what always happens in the Western Conference Finals, the Lynx play the Mercury. That's happened for the last 5 years. But Diana Taurasi, one of the absolute best players in the game, sat out the WNBA season because she just paid so much more by her Russian club. Actually, don't know if fans like women's basketball more overseas, but I know that magnates like paying women to play basketball overseas. But anyway, it's a complication, and we could discuss all that in a second. But just in terms of basketball, there's a lot to say for the WNBA. And one of the best things, you know, a huge pet peeve of mine with the NBA is every series is a best of seven series. So, you know, it's so apparent so often that a team goes out to an early lead and it's just forestalling the inevitable. You have to wait to play out all these series. You know, they're best of three. So many of them have come down to a decisive game three. There's a lot of drama in every game.
Well, if somebody's dropping in right now, as you said, in the West, this is the third straight season the Mercury and the Lynx have played to go to the finals. Phoenix won the series last season. They went on to win the league championship. So just tell us, main players, if you are saying, okay, I give, I'm going to watch.
Okay, so Phoenix doesn't have Taurasi, but who they have is Brittany Griner. She had to sit out the first seven games of the season. She was suspended, domestic violence. She came back. They went 17-10. She's the best. She's the Will Chamberlain of women's basketball. She has 14 blocks in the last couple games. I mean, it is just hard to penetrate against Brittany Griner. She just is this massive defensive presence. So we'll have to see if the Lynx, which is a great offensive team and has Maya Moore, last year's MVP, what she could do against Griner. It's a classic matchup that transcends gender, you know, the slashing penetrator from the outside and the immovable force down low.
Well, look at the success of the World Cup in this summer, record levels. Some of these leagues, these women leagues, are struggling. Have any of them figured out a way how to leverage that success in soccer? And just, we have just a couple seconds here.
Right. So right now, the WNBA is not in terrible financial shape. They say half their teams are going to be profitable. It is slim profit margin. The entire league salary cap, everyone in the WNBA is paid as much as NBA player Larry Sanders, who I note because he's an extremely mediocre player. But it's growing. It's growing a little. Their contract with ESPN helps. The NBA is propping it up to some extent. But it's more on a positive trajectory than not.
Okay, well, add to that. Watch. Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks, as always.
You're welcome.